Hi, I'm Joe Feeks, editor at Pig Health Today, and with me is Dr. Pete Thomas. He is director of health services at Iowa Select Farms in Iowa Falls. Thank you so much for joining us, Pete.
Thank you.
You gave a presentation at the Lehman Conference about injectable antibiotics. Why did you single out injectables?
Yeah, so one thing that is important for swine health is being able to treat pigs individually with antibiotics. And so as we try to raise pigs, sometimes we have sick pigs, and sometimes, unfortunately, we'll have severe disease get into a population of pigs. And so it's important to have that as a tool for both treating disease and also controlling disease in those populations. And so the framework of my discussion was more around how do we demonstrate the need for that, how do we demonstrate the benefits that we receive during the times we're using it, and how do we continue to reevaluate the ongoing use in times where it's needed, and when do we pull back and reduce that use again.
Well, let's start with the question that you just posed. How do you demonstrate that need? Because people are obviously concerned about antibiotic use in agriculture, and when you think about population medicine in the past, it's often meant, you know, sort of mass medication of livestock, but it sounds like you're taking a more precision approach.
Yeah, so we have a team of five veterinarians at Iowa Select Farms, and what we do, we visit every single group of pigs within the first few weeks of placement in the nursery, and we visit every sow farm at least once every 2 months, if not every month, depending on the health of the farm. And so when we're there, we'll oftentimes do autopsies on pigs that have died. We'll submit diagnostics to state diagnostic laboratories. We also have our own internal lab where we run our own diagnostics as well. And so we can document all that. We can have a good idea of the pattern of the disease that's going on within a population and make the best decisions about what we need to do to treat that group. Typically, our number one focus is going to be on prevention of disease, but in times where we need to do more treatment, we'll be able to use the best approach possible.
Can you maybe walk me through an example? You're walking through the barn, okay, with X number of pigs in it. What exactly are you looking for, and then what happens when you see something you don't like?
Sure, yeah, I can give you a good example of yesterday. We had a phone call from one of our finishing senior supervisors, and they had an increase in death loss at a farm, and he was able to communicate with the veterinarian, and they were able to collaborate, do some autopsies on those dead pigs, determine it was E. coli, and then target the correct medication to treat that group of pigs.
And so, how old were those pigs?
Yeah, those pigs are about 3 weeks post-weaning, and so they were able to go in and use the correct injectable antibiotic to treat the sick animals, and then put a medication in the water to keep the rest of the pigs healthy rather than having it spread throughout the whole population.
Now, in your sow farms, typically how many pigs are you getting per litter these days?
Yeah, so we've really seen a great increase both over the course of the past decade, and then also if you look even within our production system, within the past year we've seen a great increase where we're weaning over 11.5 pigs per sow now, so the best we've ever done. And really a lot of that is due to improving our herd health, and that's through a lot of the preventative methods we've been using to try to keep some severe diseases out of our herds.
And is that more on the sow side, where you're creating a healthier sow, which is yielding more and healthier pigs?
Yeah, it all goes back to the beginning. And so when you think about both our sows and then the replacement animals that we bring into those sow herds, the new mothers, what we've done is we've started installing filtration systems in those farms. So it's been a big investment from our owner, and a big investment and a big commitment from our leadership within our company. So basically what we've done is we've installed hospital-grade filters into these farms that filter all the air that comes into the farms, and so viruses that spread via aerosol throughout the countryside are unable to enter through the air, which has been able to keep our new mothers that enter the herd healthy, which keeps our herds healthy, and then also keeps new diseases from getting into those herds. And so it's really been allowed us to reduce some medication usage and keep our pigs healthier and have better performance as well.
Now, generally, larger litters mean smaller pigs. Has that been the pattern at Iowa Select?
No, you know, as genetics change, those sows have a larger reproductive tract and the capability of nursing more piglets, more functional mammary glands. And so actually we have sows that can do a great job raising a lot of pigs and still get the same type of wean weights on those pigs as what they could have got with a pig or two less even. Probably the biggest thing is just improvement in some of those genetics and nutrition so that we can feed those sows properly, and it's amazing how well they nurse those pigs and still look greater in good shape coming back after their litter's been weaned.
Now, you mentioned ventilation, nutrition. What else can producers do, or what can you do to ensure that these young pigs get off to a strong start?
Yeah, probably one of the biggest things. We talked about some of our diagnostic monitoring earlier, so we know what kind of diseases we deal with, you know, in our system and within specific herds. And so we know which ones we're likely to have a challenge with because of the herd dynamic, and we know which ones, because they're common in the area, we might encounter during the grow-out period. And so we'll tailor a vaccination program to our pigs, both to try to prevent certain viruses and certain bacteria to keep our herds healthy, so we can really prevent disease and prevent the need to do treatment, you know, rather than just preventing the disease in the first place.
Now, what about feed medications? They've gotten a lot of attention over the past year. We have the new veterinary feed directive rules. How have they impacted your organization and overall approach to swine health?
Yeah, that's a good question. I've worked with a couple different entities in my career, and that has evolved for sure. Even before some of the VFD regulations, there's been quite a bit of evolution in how people look at feeding those. What used to be more common to feed, especially non-medically important antibiotics for growth promotion, has really dwindled a lot in the industry. And I think producers, you know, realize that, you know, they do have a responsibility to use things judiciously, but then also, there's pretty limited amount of benefit to that. And so at Iowa Select, we don't feed any antibiotics after the nursery phase. And so as those pigs come in from a sow farm and litters are mixed, we will pulse some antibiotic to help keep them healthy at that time. And we were doing that. That had been our approach prior to the new implementation of the VFD. So it hasn't changed our approach a whole lot, other than, a lot of the documentation that we do to verify that we have been at those herds, have a relationship with the producer, and have that VFD signature on file for the feed mill and for ourselves. So that's been the biggest change, of just getting that documentation done.
And obviously you want to treat the pigs that are struggling, but specifically, what are you looking for when you're walking the pens, and what justifies pulling that pig for antibiotic treatment?
Yeah, so usually, some of the biggest telltale signs are the activity of those pigs. So if they're healthy, they're up running around and active and they have a full belly. But when you start to see a pig that looks like he hasn't eaten for a day, he's starting to get gant in the belly, his ears are tucked back, he's not moving around the pen at the same speed as the rest of the pigs, that is kind of your first tip off that there might be something wrong. And then at that point in time, you can kind of assess whether he has more of a respiratory challenge or maybe an enteric challenge that you need to pull that pig and tailor treatment for that individual pig. And most of the injections that we give are going to be, to an individual pig because he's dealing with an issue. So usually we'll pull them out of the general population and put him in what we would call a care pen, mm-hmm. where he's going to receive some extra attention, some supplemental heat, some extra nutrients and hydration to keep him going as that antibiotic hopefully knocks out the infection that he's dealing with.
Sort of put him in there with his peers who are going through the same thing.
Correct. Take away some of the competition and also provide him some additional resources.
Excellent. And is this care pen, as you call it, is that located in the same building or are they moved out altogether?
Yeah, that's located in the same building. So usually what we'll do is we'll put it right in the center of the building where there's less chance of potentially some draft that could get on that pig just because he's away from the end if the curtains are down or something like that. And so it gives him a place to be where he's got the best chance of recovering, and also a place where we can document that we're looking at those pigs every day and making sure they're progressing rather than regressing and making sure we take all the appropriate actions with them.
And so you've injected them with an antibiotic, then what's the next step with these pigs?
Yeah, so normally what we'll do is we'll have them in a care pen and we'll monitor them, and what we'll have in our critical pen, we'll have some documentation every day of what's been put in there. Document that people have looked at those pigs and assessed them, what they've done for treatments. And as those pigs recover, a lot of times they'll be pulled back out and put in a recovery pen with other pigs that are recovered and kind of back off to their normal health again and proceed from there.
And that, so you can just mix them with the regular herd and have them move on? And
usually we'll kind of do that, like I talked about, more of a recovery pen so we don't put them in where they might start to fight and develop another hierarchy again.
Excellent. What are some of the big challenges that you're concerned about in raising pigs today?
Yeah, I think some of the big challenges, from my perspective, is number one, trying to always continuously improve when it comes to the health of the pigs and the production of the pigs. And I think, you know, we talked about some of the tools that we have available to us now, and I think that helps a lot. You know, and one of the other challenges, you know, that we sure deal with is getting, you know, always attracting new talent and help to our system as well. And so getting, you know, we've got a great core of people and good talent, but as, you know, as the industry expands, we're going to need some additional people to come in and want to be involved with our industry.
Absolutely. And I'm glad you brought that up, because when you talk about injecting antibiotics or even injecting vaccines, which is generally done to the mass population, you know, a vaccine is only going to be as good as the way it's administered. Tell me about what sort of training programs do you have in place to make sure that vaccines are handled properly and also used correctly in the barns.
So our vaccines are delivered to the farms by our service staff, so our production service staff, and so they've all been trained on proper handling of vaccines, proper administration of vaccines, and then typically the vaccines are administered by a vaccination crew, which is specialized in administering those vaccines. So they've done it a lot of times. They know how to handle the vaccines. They know how to inject the pigs and how to handle those pigs while they're doing the vaccination. And you know, probably one of the biggest things we do is follow up. So we'll do some testing we can do to document that those pigs have received an effective vaccine, looking at antibody titers post-vaccination, for example, and documenting that some of the vaccines we can run orally through the water medicator. So documenting that those things have been done. So a lot of it comes back to documentation and follow up where we can on a small subset to make sure that pigs are being vaccinated appropriately. But that is very important.
Well, Pete, it sounds like you're doing a great job managing antibiotics and handling these animals in a responsible way. But how do you get that message out to the general public? Because people are now more than ever more concerned and trying to be more informed about how their food is raised. And certainly there's interest in how antibiotics are used, but people are interested in welfare as well.
Sure, yeah. I mean, so we actually have a really good public relations team at Iowa Select, and probably the two biggest things that they do to try to communicate what we're doing every day is they do so they have a lot of social media large platform, and they write a lot of stories trying to highlight people within our company and what we're doing within our company to try to do all the right things and try to keep our pigs healthy and how we manage pigs and try to teach. Not only highlight our employees, but teach the public a little bit about what we do every day. The other thing we do is we have two tour farms, so we bring in tour groups probably at least every other week throughout the course of the year. We'll bring in different sized tour groups to come through and tour our sow farms, and we'll show them, you know, really take them out into the barns and show them exactly what production is, you know, and give them an opportunity to ask any questions they want. And usually what that is for a lot of our customers. So. Through our customer relationships, we'll bring them in and bring people in from those companies so that when people go and ask them questions, you know, people that they supply food to and meat to, they'll be able to answer them and say, hey, I've been in that farm and I've seen this and this is how they do it.
Well, it sounds like you're doing a great job, not just for Iowa Select, but for the entire pork industry.
Yeah, thank you.
We've been talking to Pete Thomas. He's Director of Health Services at Iowa Select. Pete, again, thank you for joining us.
Yeah, thank you.